China relaxes controls on TV production. By James King. China has taken a step toward loosening state control over its television production industry, for the first time approving a batch of 8 private companies that can make TV series without being shadowed by a state-run corporation. The approval from the State Administration of Radio, Film and Television, SAFT, the industry regulator, illustrates a wider push by the administration of Hu Jintao, China's president, to introduce commercial reforms to its bloated state media machine. The move also appears consistent with attempts to level the playing field between China's cosseted but inefficient state industries and a disadvantaged but dynamic private sector. The main result of SAFT's approval will be to create competition for the 155 provincial and national state-run television companies that currently have a monopoly on the production of TV series. Cost savings for private and foreign TV production operations in China are also expected to result. Before the approval, private companies were allowed to produce TV soap operas or drama series, but they had to pay handsome fees to a state-run partner that often contributed nothing to the series production, but nevertheless owned the copyright, industry executives said. From now on, the 8 private companies named by SAFT will not have to have a state company partner, but will be allowed to make TV series independently and own the copyright on programs produced. The output of private production companies will still be subject to approval from censors, including the Communist Party's Department of Propaganda. The freeing up of private production companies mirrors similar developments pushed by Li Changchun, Politburo member in charge of propaganda, in the newspaper Book Publishing Industries. One of his motives, official sources said, was to create a more dynamic media better able to inform an increasingly demanding public. Regulators are set to consign hundreds of party and government newspapers and periodicals to the dustbin by ending their state funding and mandatory subscription schemes, officials said. They may also permit state papers and publishing houses to form semi-private enterprises, even possibly giving the nod to foreign investors in non-content areas of the newspaper business, such as advertising or distribution, officials said.